dollars and I'll later take your life in a New York minute. Flying across the Atlantic with a bitch from across the Pacific. Truth, sinning every night, every morning ask God for forgiveness. You are now witnessing a God, God is my witness. I think I finally realized the weight of the law of karma. My fate in a jar of dharma. When you know your strength and your weakness is all your armor. Made it from beloved to hated through all the drama. I had to learn from that place, you can say it's my alma mater. On my way up, nigga learn to play with them scales like Amadeus. Her attitude was fuck you, we got you if you don't pay us. One finger get you rolled like a layup. So many faces we lost, we can make a fucking mosaic. The game's like San Andreas. Nigga die the streets, replaced with another player. We keep faith in chaos, knee deep saying prayers. Allah, Muhammad, God, Jesus, Yahweh, Isha, they all teachers. Most niggas claim allegiance, but they non-believers. In practice, I could be guilty of the same infractions. It's taxing, claiming righteousness with heinous actions. That's like the spirit equivalent of evading taxes. Cause the fact is, you know what's coming back in the end. I used to flow as if my ass was exempt, that was then. I realized by being stabbed in the back by a friend. I'm capping, I say I'm not guilty of capital sin. Just look at me, on stage at the march for our lives with multiple gun charges involved in homicides. Look at me, crusading for violence against women, lying and cheating in every relationship I've been in. Look at me, speaking down on a dead man's image when that's the same reason I was beefing with academics. No matter what we got, karma comes back to get us. I kill these niggas, then ask for forgiveness. I mean, got killers in LA to take your life in a New York minute. Truth. Flying across the Atlantic with a bitch from across the Pacific. Sinning every night, every morning ask God for forgiveness. I walk in His image, Allah is my witness. My witness, Allah is my witness. Even back when I was dead broke, I still felt rich, yeah. Pistol grip, pump, red scope on a Caltech, yeah. Tell the truth, I'd rather be selfish than helpless. I'm on a roof in the south of Spain eating shellfish.
Hello, this is a free call from
Flavio.
An incarcerated individual at
Dixon Correctional Center.
This call is subject to recording and monitoring. To accept this free call, press 1. You may start the conversation now.
Peace, I was building in a cell, man, and I was thinking about you, man, so that's why I'm at with it, bro. Remember when I hit you with that Egyptian Book of the Dead? But you know, God, I put you on there for a reason. I did that because that's you, bro. That's your story. Look, everything Osiris went through, that's where you at with it right now. Just think about it. You a world civilizer that was lured by the industry into your own sarcophagus. Rich and pieces by your conservatives, by the media, by those jealous of you for no reason, and by other demonic agents of the system. Then you was put back together, rebuilt by ISIS, your wisdom to rule everything from the land of the dead. In your case, it's the land of the mentally dead. All of this happens to the God by the time he was 28. You 28 right now, God, you feel me? And that's holy breath right there, bro.